Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know we're growing here. That 1670 at 10,000 watts pushes us all the way out to, we were out in Cedarville and heard us. We've also got a toll-free line. Before we start today, of course, and, you know, let me bring you in out of that. There's hundreds out here, of course, working behind the scenes, but let's introduce Frosty.
Whew. Today has been interesting.
Why, are you swamped?
Yeah, it's not exactly easy running two radio stations.
Yeah, that's right, because we're on, of course, KQMS and
1670.
And 1670, trying to keep those, because you have to run in different commercials.
Yeah, they're different commercials, and you have to make sure they time out, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
As long as the timeouts don't become tap outs, we're okay. And of course, my soulmate, my love.
Good morning. We have an interesting first part of our program this morning. We have, well, there's some exciting things going on at the Cascade Theater. So in just a moment, we're going to have on Kevin Spencer, who is an illusionist magician, and not just an illusionist magician. Wait till you hear this guy's story. It's going to be a show that is very beyond anything that I think you've seen in that kind of category. We're also expecting a call pretty soon, any moment here. There are the last-minute sign-ups, I think, for this weekend for Trish Spinner's West Side Performing Arts School. I told her to call at 8:10, so she'll be calling anytime. And you have all kinds of goody heat.
Oh, we've got all types of stuff for later on in the show. You know,
Somalia taking Americans prisoners.
No, but you know what? I've been in Somalia, and let me tell you, it was worse than Iraq. And in fact, it's been worse than almost any place that I've been in with Somalia. Nothing's changed there. You know, we pulled out when Clinton yanked people out because we had a firefight, and he didn't like what happened, so he pulls everybody out, and we've been suffering since then. Other things, though, we want to talk about is the city council. You know, we beat up the city council a lot.
Really?
Well, you know, I mean, they're paid to do a job. Okay, they're elected to do a job. And a lot of times they do not do it. They put it off. They go, oh, let's try this, let's try that. But you know what? One of the things they're doing though is they're giving the builders a break right now. Now there's still a lot of people don't maybe agree with this, but still they're giving the builders a break to help get the builders back on track.
Okay, well, just so you know that we are going to be across the board today, and hopefully every time you turn in to KQMS and you listen to Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott, you know you're just going to hear some unusual things, some heated arguments. We want you to stay tuned because we're going to come back with Kevin Spencer. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law. You got bankruptcy problems, you got civil or court case problems, Rob's going to jump in there and fight for you. His phone number is 241-0126. Give Rob a call.
Let's go to the phones right now. Good morning, Trish, and tell us what's happening in the West Side Performing Arts.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you over there?
Good. Jeff Darling's in the house.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Trish.
Good morning. Lots of stuff going on with the Westside Performing Arts Company. We have some exciting things coming up. For anybody that has kids or grandkids and would like to have something fun and productive for them to do over spring break, we have a Kids Spring Theater Academy that's going on. Kids get to learn singing, acting, dancing, and put on a performance. It's for kids ages 8 through 18. It's from 9 to 3, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, we have a great little show that we get to put on. So it's a lot of fun for the kids. We also have our Westside Performing Arts classes. Our next term is going to be starting on April 20th, offering singing, acting, dancing, Shakespeare. We have a really great script writing workshop that's going on that Linda Collins is putting on. That's been a really great success. Those are going to be starting, like I said, on April 20th. We have a schedule posted on our website at www.westsideperforming.com. and people can go and check out the information on the Spring Academy or the classes coming up or even our Summer Theater Academy, which will be going on this summer.
Well, thank you, and you know how much we want to support the arts here and feel that it's really such a beneficial way to help in developing children. And so, Trish, thank you for putting your passion. We were just talking about that, putting your passion behind something that you're so wonderful at as well, and being part of our community here in Reading and the outlying areas. So
well,
check it out.
Thank you. It's definitely my pleasure.
What's the website again, darling?
www.westsideperforming.com.
Okay.
Or they can call the studio at 515-7151.
Or they can go to our website, Free Fire Radio. I believe it's on there, and if not, it will be today.
Great.
Thanks, Trish.
All right. Have a great morning.
You have a great morning, too.
Bye-bye.
Which leads me into tomorrow night's performance. How much time do we have, Kelly? Okay. We can get into some good juice here. We are in the our guest today is going, is Kevin Spencer. And the Spencers and Theater of Illusion, it's a special show. Can you just give us an outline of what tomorrow night is going to bring
sure.
to the Reading area?
Absolutely.
Good morning, by the way, and welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be in Reading. You know, the show is very different. What I would say going into the break is that every stereotype that you've ever had of a magician will be shattered in tomorrow night's performance. We are not a typical traditional sort of magic show. We've really tried to put together something that's different and unique and exciting and sophisticated and fast-paced. And you hear all of those words all the time, and people are going, oh, yeah, every show is kind of described as unique and different and fast-paced and sophisticated. But, you know, magic conjures up some pretty scary stereotypes in people's minds these days. You know, everybody has an Uncle Bob or an Uncle Fred who does card tricks at the local, you know, at your family reunion. And so what we're hoping to do tomorrow night is to take all of those stereotypes and kind of crash them to a floor and give magic kind of a fresh, new appeal.
Oh, that's exciting. Now, I know that with Jeff Darling, good morning.
Hello.
Man in charge of the Cascade Theater.
Well, it's a job, and it's a great one.
Isn't that great to have J-O-B? I love.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, you were telling me, please bring Kevin on. It's such an exciting show. It's really different. It's beyond anything that you ever thought magic and illusion was. What touched you about Kevin's show?
Well, right away I could tell that it wasn't your typical show. They bring moving lights, and they have their own backdrops. It's not something that they're just going to walk into your venue and you know, perform a rote show that's, boring or you've seen before. This is something a little bit different. They've really packaged it well, and they've been selling to sold-out houses all across the country. So I knew right away that they were doing something, and I called around to a few of my buddies at other theaters, and they told me, no, this guy is a great guy to have, and I knew right then that
well,
it would be fun.
They have been, you've won Performing Arts Entertainers of the Year for record-breaking 6 consecutive years and have been twice named America's Best Entertainers.
Kind of scary, huh?
Well, no.
That's hard to live up to.
Big shoes to fill tomorrow night. We got to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break here, but now, are we going to see things like flying elephants tomorrow night?
No flying elephants.
Okay, that's good, because you know what? They leave these horrible messes. You know, I hate being around.
And then Jeff will never have
his
back.
The cleanup would not be good.
You know, you ought to see it here. We have pigeons flying around the studio right now. I don't know where they're coming from. We need to talk about this. We got to take a break.
And all of us are floating.
That's right. We're all, Frosty usually is. Anyway, so here it is on Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium. I love that place. I hang out there. Lynn has to come down when she can't find me and drag me away.
From the walk-in humidor.
That's right. Espresso Joe's, get that coffee you want. And Joe and Shelley, you know what? Go in and talk to them. They're great people.
Great Americans. Well, now, there's a program that you're doing today. By the way, in case you're just tuning in, we are here with Jeff Darling and Kevin Spencer. The Spencers are going to be performing tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater, Masters of Theater and Illusion.
Ooh.
So what's happening today? There's some kind of healing program. Share that with us.
Actually, this is a program called The Healing of Magic. And it comes out of my personal experience. Several years ago, very early in our career, I was involved in a really bad automobile accident. The car I was in was crushed by a semi. I had a closed head injury and a spinal cord injury. Woke up in neurological intensive care. And doctors told me I might never perform or maybe even never walk again. So I went through about a year of pretty intensive physical and occupational therapy. And by the end of that, I realized for a long-term patient just how incredibly boring therapy really is. You know, it's beneficial, but it's horribly boring. So with a magic background, I started working with some physical and occupational therapists to find a way to make that process a little more fun. So we developed a series of magic tricks, simple little non-competitive magic tricks. If magicians are doing these in their show, they're probably not working a whole lot. But they're really great tricks to teach people. So we sat down and we examined these, and so there are things that can be done with rubber bands and paper clips and sticks and rope, things that a hospital or a rehab center doesn't go out and have to spend $1,000 getting supplies on. So what happens is patient learns the tricks, and as they learn them, they're doing their therapy, all the things they'd be doing normally. It's just now fun, and there's an end result. If you're a stroke patient and somebody's coming to visit, what do you want to show them? Watch me put these pegs in a board. Watch me hit this balloon over my head. Or if your grandkids are coming in saying, hey, let me show you a magic trick. So they practice the trick dozens and dozens of times, so they master the trick. And every time they do it, they're doing their therapy. They're not thinking about it, but they are.
So where will you be today doing this outreach program?
I think we're taking them over to the Far Northern Regional Center, to the Shasta Cascade Event Center. And from 10 to noon, we're going to be working with some of their therapists and clients.
Now, do you do this in every town that you go to? When you find when you're performing and you're booked in a theater, you find rehabilitation center. Thank you. It's morning.
We try to. You know, we're fortunate that we find people like Jeff who see that aspect of what we do and say, you know what, this is an important part of what we offer. I think it's so important as an artist to be able to use your skills in a way that impact the quality of people's lives. And long after our truck has left the loading dock of the Cascade Theater, this is something that stays behind, a part of us that stays behind and continues to impact people's lives. So I'd like to say that everywhere we go, we have the opportunity to do this. Probably three-quarters of the time we do. But there are a lot of venues out there who are just about entertainment, and that's okay. But it was really great to hook up with Jeff and for him to be able to look at what we do and say, you know what, it's not just about bringing a show to Reading, but it's about impacting the community beyond the walls of the Cascade Theater.
So tonight, or tomorrow night, you're not going to be doing that. That's not going to be an aspect of your show. Tomorrow night is going to be the, you know, the
good, clean, positive family illusion. Entertainment.
Yeah, and that's the other big thing, too, is you can bring your kids to it. You don't have to worry about things happening on the stage or a little strange. You know, Folies Bergère dancing behind you, a tiger eating a member of the audience, or those damn flying elephants.
Thank That's you right. for the visual. Well, you know what was beautiful going back to
a
what you were talking
about? A lot of our listeners like those visuals.
I feel that meeting you today has been a big honor, and you also have with you Ethan Schneider, who is
Ethan's a member of our team. He's my illusion manager. He takes care of all of the large scale illusions in the show, and when we're not on the stage, he's the guy that keeps me organized when I'm running around.
Well, the Healing Outreach Program, I just want to share with you that it's spiritually intact. And what the wonderful thing about that, like you're saying, it's leaving what your integrity of what you're doing with your show and how you can use who you are as an artist and give back to some place that's not just, hey, buy a ticket, come see my show. You're giving of yourself beyond the ticket sales and the show.
I hope so.
Thank you for that, by the way,
you.
from the North State. Thank you so much.
So, got anything you could do right now, so our listeners could see it?
Should I? Do you need me to float you back down to the floor?
Oh my God! Look what he's doing. I wish you all could see this. Look at this. Look at. How'd you do that?
Watch his coffee cup. There it goes.
How'd he do that?
He's reaching for it now. All You're right. never going to get that. I would tell you that tomorrow night, some of the things, you know, we call the show Theater of Illusion because it is a combination of our love for theater, our passion for magic. So it's not, in that sense, it's not a traditional show. But tomorrow night, we're going to do some pretty cool things. I am so fortunate that the guys that I have the privilege of working with, collaborating with on the show, give us illusions that nobody else in the world is performing. So there'll be things on the stage at the Cascade tomorrow night that people have, if they've never seen us perform, they've never seen these illusions performed, not just live, but on television or anywhere else. And we've got one trick in the show that we're going to use every single person in the theater to help us out with. So if you're one of those guys that like to volunteer, you've got that opportunity to come up on the stage. If you don't want to volunteer, well, we've got a trick you can do right from your seat. So.
And your wife works with you.
The best part of my job. You know, to be able to do what I love with the person I love most in the world is, you can't really put that into words.
We know about that. We know about that.
Oh, by the way, Carl's my husband.
I didn't know that. Very cool. Yeah. See, that's very cool.
Hey, can you make, like, small white dogs disappear?
Don't say that. Little dogs.
Or how about can you housebreak them?
Quickly, you just have been, you were in Florida with 5 shows in 4 days, driving across the country. What's been the number one thing that strikes you as far as what this country, what you've seen in the country this lately?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't think anybody should be allowed to leave, could get a passport and leave the United States until they've been across this country at least one time.
Love it.
There is so much stuff here in this country that people just miss and take for granted. And it's like, this is the most amazing place in the world. So many different cultures, so much different scenery, so many things to see and to do and people to meet. And people think I got to go to Europe and do that sort of stuff. Nah, they should stay here in America.
All right. We love America.
Hey, so we want you all to go out tomorrow and see this great show.
Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale right now, and so the show begins at?
7:30.
7:30,
great. Be there or disappear.
Yeah.
All right. This is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, the magician just disappeared somehow out of here with his assistant. Now, some of the things else that are happening in our world. I'm going to talk about a guest we're going to have tomorrow, of course, is Fred Salante. And Fred heads up the Missing in America project. He's the one that started this. And he's a man that's working frantically to put himself out of a job. That's right. He would like it so that all these remains that are left that have not been buried, that of our veterans, be taken care of. And that when they're all buried, then he gets out of a job. So he'd be very happy not to have a job starting tomorrow because somebody's going to take care of this, like the government or somebody. Anyway, Fred's going to be in tomorrow. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes. Now, something happened again last night down in Temecula. There was a gunman went down and shot 4 people, killing one. And he's wounded. It was down at a retreat, believe it or not, a Christian retreat down in Temecula, California.
A Christian retreat.
Yeah, but it was a Korean. I mean, not, you know, it's Korean. It was a Korean based retreat. And so, what part of the problems they're having is that it's a language barrier they're having down there to figure out what's going on. But it looks like a man went down there, shot his wife and a couple other people. You know, what's going on? You know, we talked about this yesterday. Is that it's not a gun thing, and we talked to some people that are of somewhat more liberal persuasion than we are about gun rights, and they're agreeing this is not a gun thing. This is something where people are breaking down. They're breaking down, and they're starting to strike and lash out. So with that in mind, we found a guest that we're going to have on next week, next Tuesday, and he's a doctor. He's a psychologist. He's an author. His name's Dr. David Eigen, and he says that all these incidents that you're seeing, I mean, in the last month's been like 47, maybe 50 people killed in the last month, and, you know, throughout the world of people just shooting. He said there is a common denominator of the men about this, you know, that did this, and it's they all felt powerless and could not deal with their emotions, and therefore they lashed out. He's going to be on Tuesday. We're going to talk about this. Here's some tips to be looking out for and how you can help these people before they snap, how this behavior should be treated before they act it out. I think this is pretty important because just in the fact is that there is a lot of pressure on everybody. There's a pressure because, you know, even if you're not really aware of things happening, a lot of times that stress works on you at night, works on you in ways you don't even know about. And, you know, it's things that, hey, we've been at war for 8 years. We've got loved ones out there. Coming and going. We've got an economy that's in shambles, and we're not sure that we're doing the right thing. in the middle of this, you know, with people losing jobs and people are, you know, they're having trouble just paying their bills, keeping their kids and, you know, keeping their kids and themselves in food and clothing, keeping them in school, keeping all this. So a lot of this stress is impacting on the whole community. Whether it's not you right then, it could be the people around you. It could be members of your family or friends that are having problems. And we're all running into that. So, and I'm not saying this doctor is the cure all, but at least we wanted to address this to our audience so y'all can hear this, hear what he has to say, maybe pick up a few tips, or maybe see some warning signs out there. So, did you take care of our guest?
Yeah, I did. They are really, you know, to run a theater, first of all, with Jeff Darling, running the Cascade Theater, that is a huge job. And then when you select the people that are going to be performing, that just think of how many variations of different kinds of acts that you can get that travel around the world that could do a great show for our North State and fit a North State's desire. And how about opening our minds? So anyway, when you're talking about, you know, people killing, and we're going to, I believe, I hate to say this to be negative, I don't want to sound negative, but I think we're going to see more of it because people are bottoming out.
Well, I think something too is that they're seeing it in the media all the time.
Yeah.
And the fact is that, you know, let's face it, you know, the media feeds it. You know, here, you know, we're not talking about individuals, well, I guess we did today, but things that have happened, and the media feeds it. In a way, I'm not, you know, again, that's a psychological thing where they see things and there's copycats and they go, oh, well, this is happening. And it's just, you know, it's something that, you know, it can be broken. That cycle can be broken, Frosty.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Well, that's it. You know, unfortunately, that is it, which is why you don't see information about Iraq, the true story of Iraq, that we won that war, because it's not bleeding over there. So it's going to switch over to Afghanistan. And by the way, President Obama has got his hands full. I don't even think he understands fully yet how full his hands are with this Afghanistan war we're going to fight. Because right now, our European allies just said, you're doing it by yourself. You're going alone. Except for maybe, you know, some troops to train them and, some money, a pittance of money at that. Even though that they are gaining from this, but you know, that's just something that, you know, that he hasn't been able to show them that they need to be a part of this.
Well, what do you think about the stimulus package for the builders?
I've heard some things about it, but I think personally that stimulus package for the builders, and where they're not having to pay all their cost up front, could be a good way of doing it. I mean, it could be a start. You know, they defer the sewer and water impact fees for commercial projects in the redevelopment areas. Now, somebody says, "Well, wait a minute. Why can't we defer? Why does the utilities have to pick up the bill on this? Why don't they pay as they put them in?" That's not a bad idea. But what I do like is that the city council at least is being positive. They're trying to go out there and get businesses started. Yes, there's a lot of empty buildings around here, but we can do, I mean, we need to start building up here. We need to start getting that business in there. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm talking about a psychologist, psychiatrist. Jesus Christ is a great healer, and he doesn't charge anything. And there is a verse in the Bible, I can't tell you where it's at. God says, if my people will humble themselves before me, I will heal their land. Now, getting on to another subject. When you guys went to Cedarville, did you go up 299?
We didn't. We went up 5.
Oh, no, Cedarville, we went up 299, not the beach.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, in fact, we saw all different.
There yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
You probably didn't go the way we went.
If you're into frontier history up here, that country up there is loaded with history.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was absolutely beautiful up there. We really, really enjoyed it.
You know,
now I have something I want to say. When you come into Fall River,
uh-huh.
Love it there.
On the right is an 18-hole golf course.
Yes.
Right.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And on the left, the museum is building a round barn.
Yes.
A replica of an old barn out in Little Valley that I think the Indians built in the 1800s. I think they were breaking horses there for the cavalry, for the military. Anyway, when I drove by there, they had a big sign saying, please, we need help. They need help with finances to finish that barn.
Yeah, I saw that same sign, Carol.
Yeah. And also, anybody that would, you know, carpenters or whatever, they want to donate time, they would really appreciate it.
Do you know how to get a hold of somebody up there?
I think probably, I don't know if they still have a Chamber of Commerce, but, you know, Fall River,
the Fall River
Museum
Inn.
Or the Fall River Hotel.
Yeah.
Fall River Inn, probably give them a call and they'd know.
Yeah, they could.
The owners are great there. I've stayed there. They're wonderful.
Yeah, the Jensen's, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another ancient building.
Right. But they got a great bar there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also have a motorcycle run that goes through there. I don't know if you guys have ever been to that, but I think it's in the summertime.
Uh-huh. Oh, let us know.
Oh, honey, there's 100 of them coming to that hotel. Yeah. And then I think they go on a run. And
it's a great biker bar.
Yeah, you'd enjoy that.
And great burgers. Great burgers and Bloody Marys. Ooh.
But anyway, I just wanted to inject this information. I love that country up there and the people.
You know, it's beautiful up there. Hey, Carol, thank you so much for your call.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Well, join us on the other side here. We have people on the line.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, our jeweler of choice, where you know you can get the best quality, trusted jewelers, and the only watch repairman on site. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the phone. John, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you? How are you, Carl?
Hey, we're doing great, John.
A nice little rainy day we're having here.
Yeah, you know, we need one.
Go ahead.
We need one.
I know. I'm enjoying it. I want to talk to you about the Somalia pirates. One of the things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
You know that they've captured a vessel that has 23 Navy personnel on it.
Mm-hmm.
They had 23 Navy personnel. I knew it was 23 Americans. I didn't see that part about being Navy.
Said it was Navy personnel.
Oh, that's an act of war.
And I think that's an act of war.
It is.
And it's going to be interesting to see now. I mean, if they wanted to know what Obama was going to do with the missile crisis thing with North Korea, I want to know what he's going to do with this. This is a straight-out act of war by Somalia against the United States.
Can you, this thing about grabbing, where'd they grab a ship that was going through there, transporting through there? And they had it, but it was a Navy ship?
A Navy ship, evidently a naval supply. It said 23 Navy people on board. That's what I heard this morning.
Well, okay. Well, you know, the thing about it is, too, that, you know, we have, like floating supply ships out there that they're under contract to the Navy, but they do have some Navy personnel on there. I don't know if that is exactly what happened, but this ought to be interesting. We'll see how the president handles this, that we've just had 23 of our military personnel taken. But we'll follow up on this one.
Okay, now, you were talking about the bailout for the builders?
Oh, the ones for in here in town.
Right. Well, I want to talk about the bailout for insurance companies.
Okay.
Evidently, they're going to include a bailout for insurance companies in the stimulus package, and they're going to start issuing funds for them shortly. And even the woman that is in charge of dispersing the funds from the stimulus package is totally against this concept.
Uh-huh.
Insurance companies? Come on. I mean, the biggest hoarders of money in the entire country, and they're going to start getting bailed out? This thing has just got to stop somewhere.
Well, I think it'll probably stop when they cut down all the trees and print out all the money. I think that's the only way. Hey, you know what? We're checking on this on the Somali, this thing of Somali, and it doesn't say that they're that they're American sailors. What it is, they hijack a U.S. flagged cargo ship with 20 American crew members.
Okay,
and so, but that is still an act of war.
Yeah, these Somalia pirates are going to have to be dealt with. I mean, this has been going on for some time now, and they have literally ripped off hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, I spent Christmas and New Year's in Mogadishu back in 1992, 1993. as we went down and we restored order, and we also saved probably a generation of people from dying because we got the food out to them. This is what, you know, that's what Bush sent us in there to do, and we did. Unfortunately, after that, we were ordered out, or the, you know, the forces were ordered out, and Somalia went back into what they're doing now, and this is it's a leaderless state. That whoever has the guns has the control of just that area. So it's unfortunate.
Last thing I'm going to mention, then I'll stop occupying all your airspace. Have you heard about the automobiles being burnt up by both people and agencies across the country to avoid making payments?
And boats and RVs and anything expensive toy.
Going back to Depression era, when they were burning down houses and barns and whatnot to avoid paying for them.
They're finding a lot of abandoned cars, burnt cars in the desert, boats that have been intentionally sunk.
Yeah, reported stolen or things like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're going to get that. And I tell you something, too. As taxes are raised, and they will be, people, if you don't think they're going to be raising taxes, just wait. California's doing it. You're going to see it happen. And, you know, you're right. April 1st, we saw it. You're going to start seeing a shadow economy start where people are paying cash for things or bartering for things. And then even less money is going to come in to the government.
I agree with you.
So, okay.
For a rough ride.
Yep. Okay, John, we're going to take a break.
Have a nice day.
Hey, you too. Right. Yeah, after all that, let's have a ride.
Yeah, we're going to have a rough ride. But while you're seeing a sunset with that rough ride, you better breathe in the air and thank God you got a breath.
Hey, drive up to Fall Mills. That's beautiful up there. Hey, Carl and
Cedarville.
The
Bot. Yeah.
Free Fire Radio. And there's, you know what? There's still varmints left up there. Mm. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Studios. 243-4307. Dan and Julia, finest photographers you're going to find. They're looking for spokesmodels for New Image. High school students. They're going to get free stuff for their senior and their friends. Call them today for details. 243-4307.
Go on. Get to the phones here.
Oh, John, we got a short time.
Hello?
Yes, John, short time.
Yeah. Hey, on that Somalia pirate stuff over there. Maybe Obama can go over there and take his teleprompter, and he can smile, and the teleprompter will say something nice, and they'll quit.
That's a thought.
Yeah.
Or he can send in a regiment of Marines, some SEALs, you know, part of the fleet, and just take it back. Let's leave a hole smoking where the pirates were. You know, it's just a way of saying, hey, you know what? You take our people, you take our ships, you're going to pay for it. Something that Jimmy Carter did not do in Iran. And, and as far as I'm concerned, Jimmy Carter's actions there lit the fuse, which is going on today, which exploded on 9/11, as far as I'm concerned. He dismembered the CIA. He let Iran fall. He did nothing when they took our people. It was a total mismanagement of what should have happened then when you needed a show of force. And you know what, President Obama? It's Somalia. It's pirates. We can get in and get out of there. We've got guys that can do that. Okay. Eggs.
Eggs. Listen, there's something you should know about for you people who are going to put Easter eggs all over your backyard and hide them for the kids. I know my mom and dad are going to do it for us, and I'm 50. I'm still going to be looking for them.
I do eggs for you every year.
I know. I like it.
In fact, we're still finding them from 2 years ago.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Be careful to hide eggs where they won't come into contact with pets, wild animals, birds, reptiles, insects, or lawn chemicals, because the shell is porous and may absorb bacteria and chemicals.
And, you know, and it's hard getting that egg out of that snake.
Girl, you're just on it today.
Well, I am.
I just want to remind you, as we get close to Easter, this is coming up, so these are just little helpful ideas. Also, freefireradio.com. We have 3 more sets of tickets for cool April nights.
Either go to freefireradio.com, write us an email, put on their tickets,
or
call us 241-2682, which is what Minnie did last time. But we got 3 more sets of tickets, and we're going to give those away.
Want to talk about the truck?
We're going to talk about the truck. The Missing in America Project truck build is coming along. We are still looking for donations, of course. Daniel just came in. One of our listeners dropped off coffee and money to put his name and name of his business on the truck. Stop by right here at Reading Radio, 3360 Alta Mesa Drive. Drop in, write a check, $10, $20, whatever you can afford. Remember, it's all tax deductible. It's all to go help the veterans, moving the veterans' remains, unclaimed remains from here to Arlington.
Okay, we got a call. The Chamber of Commerce in Fall River's number is 336-5840. Carol called earlier about the museum there that's with wonderful history, and they're looking for our carpenters, anybody who can help on any level. Again, that's Fall River Chamber of Commerce at 336-5840.
And also, let me just remind everybody that this truck is being built with a lot of help from a lot of people, like Geringer Steel, who gave the steel for the roll cage, and Martin Paint and Color. But Dino down there is going to be painting it this weekend. And, of course, Dino's given the paint, and Precision Auto Body with Jose is going to be painting the truck this weekend. So there's a lot of people working on this.
And we know Bob's on the line, and he wants tickets. Bob, you got to go to our website.
Or call us at 241-2682.
Or go to freefireradio.com, and when you contact us, put in the subject line, want tickets.
That's all you have to write.
We'll be gone by today, so.
Yep. Well, we'll be gone probably in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is going on except, okay, tomorrow we're going to have Fred Salante on about it, plus a number of other things we're going to discuss, but how much time we got here? 30 seconds. Okay, then we're going to finish up with it. Tehama County Sheriff arrested a guy for assault after he allegedly threw a lawn chair at his stepfather in a dispute. You know what? I think this is something we need to get involved with. When will this carnage stop? When's enough's enough? It's going to be time to ban all these lawn chairs, not just those wooden ones, but those aluminum ones, those ones that can be concealable. You know, it's not the lawn chair, though. It's the person. This is Carlin DeBott. Free Fire Radio, just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?